Good morning, Ryerson. I'm Allie Murray.
And I'm Kieran Green.
And you're tuned in to the Rye Report for November 14th.
On the show today, Ryerson students face working in retail during the holidays while balancing schoolwork. A Ryerson professor researches eco-friendly ways to dye clothes and an answer to the mystery, what does it take to call a snow day on campus? The holidays are coming up quick, but for students who work in retail, tisn't the season to be jolly. They find it hard to balance exams and focus on the end of the fall semester while working demanding hours. Aubrey Hepburn-Morris is a third-year art and contemporary studies student at Ryerson. She works at Lush Cosmetics in Newmarket.
During the holiday season, you can't book it off. There are blackout months, meaning if you book a day off, it's automatically denied unless it's a funeral or an exam. Overall, hours, just generally across the 2 months that is November and December, they're called blackout months. So you can't book off time. So when you have to book off a day for an exam, you're not given the leniency, but then also just the basis of they expect you to work Black Friday. A lot of my midterms and assignments are happening. I can't be more available than I have been.
Courtney Hart is an associate professor at the Daphne Cockwell School of Nursing. She says students should stay on top of their deadlines and ensure they're sleeping and eating well with the added stress.
Assistant professor in Ryerson School of Fashion, Anika Kozlowski, is exploring sustainable fashion. She's researching how bacteria and yeast can be used to dye clothing. The principle is known as biodesign. It builds a relationship between fashion and science and is a response to the climate crisis to make clothes more sustainably. Synthetic dyes commonly used in clothing pollute the water. Biodesign dyes have benefits for the environment because they're made naturally.
It was an odd reunion for the Toronto Raptors in Los Angeles earlier this week. Canada's NBA team faced off against the LA Clippers on Monday. Although the Raptors were able to keep a close game, they lost by 10 points. The final score was 88 for the Raps and 98 for the Clips.
Powell for three, short. And Beverly has the rebound. Oh, an arcing pass to Kawhi. And he's bear hugged by Mark Gasol. And put into a friendly embrace after the whistle. Hollis Jefferson down the lane, scoops to the rim, cannot control. And now Kawhi Leonard has it. Slalom's out of the defense, down the lane, and down the hatchet goes. Kawhi's first bucket of the night.
That was a clip from NBA Live. Monday night was the first showdown between Raptors and their former All-Star Kawhi Leonard. Leonard returned to his hometown of Los Angeles to play for the Clippers after leading Toronto to NBA victory last year. In an interview with Sportsnet, Leonard said he was surprised how many Canadians he'd run into on the West Coast. Remembering his stint in the Six, Leonard says the city was amazing, and he never had a negative mindset while playing for the North. The Toronto Raptors will be in Portland, Oregon, facing off the Trailblazers tonight at 10 p.m.
As snowstorms begin to hit the city, students often ask the question, will it be a snow day? The Ryersonian spoke to the Vice President of Administration and Operations to get the lowdown. That's Deborah Brown. She says facility workers at Ryerson begin working at 3 a.m. on snowy days to determine if there are any safety concerns with the roads and sidewalks leading to campus. Brown also works throughout the night making the decision whether to keep schools open or to close them.
We're to close the school because of snow. Yet we didn't have any safety issues associated with our sidewalks or our roadways. It means that important class time is being canceled, and we want our students to get exactly what they invest in through their tuition.
Brown also says they don't want to give students the added stress of missing a test because of a school closure. I'm Allie Murray.
And I'm Kieran Green.
And this was your Rye Report for November 14th. Thanks for tuning in.